Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're talking about today why I think Christian dating shouldn't exist. Now, I realize right out the gate, people are going to have the wrong idea and the wrong conclusion. But don't worry, we'll get that straightened out. And by the end of the show today, you will be able to make your own decision on whether you think that statement is true or if you think what I've been saying is foul and that I'm mistaken. But I want to start right away with defining some terms. Number one, we want to define what does Christian dating look like? What does it mean? What are we talking about? Well, Christian dating usually comes down to people who are, quote, Christians, whether it's from the people who are zealots to the people who are casual, more almost Episcopalian level. They want to have a relationship that is at some level involving God, and they're wanting to ideally enter a relationship that's supposed to be more serious and more long-term and more purposeful than the average secular relationship. And then the reason why I say that this shouldn't exist is because it's already based off of a fraud, and that fraud is dating. You know, I find it hilarious that people don't even know where dating comes from. People think that everybody's always dated, that this is something that is traditional. You know, there are some words that mean different things to different people, but we still use the same root word, and that word is traditional. First of all, dating is not traditional. It is a very modern creation, and dating stems from prostitution. Back in the day, there was this thing called courting. There was a gentleman caller who would petition the parents, the family, as well as the woman to have this proposal of marriage and to go down this way of being a gentleman, coming in good faith, giving flowers, offering gifts, all these things. That was what it used to look like. And then if you ever said the word dating, what you meant, that was code for, I'm gonna go pick up a girl at the pub, or I'm gonna go hire an escort, or I'm gonna go and get a little side punani. That's what that meant back in the day. But they couldn't say I was going to get my meat fixed at the questionable establishment down the street. They couldn't say that because that was socially unacceptable. So instead, they would say, I'm dating her. I'm not making this up, by the way. If you do think I'm lying, go and do your own research. In fact, I encourage you to research everything that I say, because I don't make this up. I know you haven't been told this, so you think I'm lying to you, but I'm not. I don't see any reason to lie. Why would I lie about something you could do a Google search on and prove me wrong? Makes kind of no sense, right? Exactly. But that's why dating has nothing to do with Christianity. Back in the day, it used to be the families would arrange the marriage. The man would pay the bride price or whatever it is you want to call it, the dowry, whatever, and then they would get married. Now, I know today people think that, oh my gosh, that's so offensive and, oh, that's so terrible and whatever. But then when you look at the statistics of divorce, when you look at who is filing the divorces, when you look at how much money it's costing men, how much money it's costing the government to support these women. You want to hear a funny story? I'll go on a little sidetrack for a second to kind of prove my point. I was on Twitter earlier today, and there was this woman who was posting something. Random stuff shows up in my feed sometimes. I don't go looking for this stuff. But this woman shows up in my feed talking about how she's a single mom, and her daughter is like telling her that she loves her and whatnot, and everything was beautiful, and everybody in the comments section was like, so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. And me, being my cynical self, was like, wait a minute. Where's the father in this situation? So I then enter, and I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the father in this situation? And then, of all people to call and try to call me out, There's this gay guy who calls me out. I'm not making this up. I looked at his profile. He was very homosexual. I look at it, and he was like, oh, you know, she doesn't need a man. Why would you even say that? And I said, okay. If I said what you said in reverse, if I said, as a single father, mind you, that I don't need a woman to mess up my family dynamic, would you view that as sexist? And his response was just like a gif or gif, whatever you want to call it, of like screaming. And I was like, checkmate, you lose. Because they don't have a response to that. Logic is nowhere to be found. So when we go into dating, a lot of times people don't insert logic, reason into dating today. The whole thing is a fraud. The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing is built off of, what could I get from this person? But women operate from I need a provider guy because I'm done with Chad. I'm done with Tyrone. I'm done with Pookie. I'm done with Ray Ray. I'm trying to do something different. I want a break from the carousel. So I'm going to go to church again, or I'm going to go find a guy who's a good man, and he's going to pay for my dates. He's going to treat me the way I, quote, deserve to be treated. And then when I'm done with him, I'll go back to the streets. I'll tell him it was his fault. Even though he did everything right, I'm going to tell him it's his fault, and we're going to move on with our lives. And the guy, because he's good, he probably has never seen this side of the internet, he's not going to say, wait a minute, this isn't my fault. It's just because she was a skeezer and I fell for it. Instead, he's going to actually think he's the problem. And instead of saying, wait a minute, maybe I should question this. Maybe I should say, hold on a second. Maybe I should just go my own way, blaze my own trail, tend my own garden, and ignore this garbage. He's gonna double down on his behavior. He's gonna double down on a bad hand he's been dealt and make even more mistakes, risk even more. And my friends, that's why I say that Christian dating shouldn't exist, because if you look at actual history, dating stems from prostitution and courting is what used to happen. And even then, the ultimate traditional way was for the families to arrange the marriage for both the men and the women. For the benefit of the family, not for the benefit of your emotions, not for the benefit of whether the sex is good or the money is good or whatever. No, that was not what it was for. But of course, today, everybody is so self-absorbed about what they want. They're not willing to do anything for anybody other than themselves. And so that's why we're stuck in the world we're living in today. And because we as men, we operate in the daylight, our actions are called out as they should be. I'm not saying that we should not have accountability. We should. The problem is, accountability is not applied equally because women are more crafty and cunning than men. They operate under the cover of darkness. They'll get their cheeks clocked by Chad and Pookie, but you won't see it. So you won't think, oh, that definitely happened. No, you won't. Unless you're a guy like me and you've seen this garbage and you know these people and you have common sense and you have the proper perspective. But most people don't. They figure it out the hard way. Because we've been lied to since we were little kids that women were sugar spies and everything nice, which is false. Even if you look at the Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar, she writes about how this exact reality is true. And it's a woman writing about it, not a hurt guy. For all the feminists, you want to come in here? No. And my friends, I don't say this because I hate dating. I hate marriage. I don't hate these institutions. In fact, they're supposed to work. They are supposed to serve as a type of bedrock for our society. They're supposed to. But the problem is they don't anymore because men don't benefit. And they have to be gaslit, lied, and manipulated into taking this raw deal because the laws are outdated. The laws don't work anymore, but we're still supposed to take this bad deal. And if we don't, then we're bad men, we're not good people, and we're the problem. Not the people for exploiting you, not the government for being in on it, not the politicians for not changing the laws. No, you're the bad guy because you don't want to take the raw deal. You don't want to try to roll for a Yahtzee, and if you don't, you end up with half your stuff gone, living in your car. You're the bad guy. And I'm sick of it. And I don't think that should be the way the church should be the place that people can go for a refuge. The problem is the church is not doing any better. And so I really want the church to wake up. I've done multiple shows on this and I will continue to hammer home this idea of we need to adapt. We need to stop falling for these old school ideas, these old hat philosophies that don't work anymore. We need to fast forward to the modern day and play towards the future, not trying to wish our way back to the past. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked thus far. So I don't see why it would suddenly start working now. And I'm not saying you should be angry or hurt or anything like that. No, we just need to adapt, and we need to stop putting ourselves in a bad position just because you think other people want us to do it. I'm not saying you try to make people feel bad for making the choice they want to make. I have friends who are married and I still love and respect them. However, if they come to me and they ask me, "Hey, Austin, why are you not married?" I'm going to tell them why. I'm not going to say that they're wrong for doing it. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to do that. Why? Because at that point, you've chosen your path already. So you might as well see it through. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to do what I think is best and what I think will benefit other men and what I want to help people. You know, I think that's part of what being a Christian is you want to help people. And I want to help people. Problem is, Christian dating doesn't help people. Or maybe it helps women. It doesn't help men very much. And so that's why we're calling it out and saying it shouldn't exist. Or at the very least, pastors should give you all of the information. The problem is they won't do that, because if they did, then the marriages would stop. Or at least a lot of them would stop. Men wouldn't be so eager to jump in and trade their entire lives for one, what they think is a continual source of constant sex, when statistically that dries up into a dead marriage. But they won't tell you that. I watch these pastors on the internet. They preach that, "Oh, just believe enough and this will change." So I hate to tell you, the marriage statistics, they're not changing because you want them to. They're not changing. It's because the economy is bad and women all of a sudden want to go back to the kitchen. That doesn't mean that suddenly we should stop doing what we want to do and suddenly give in again. Feminism's still there. Laws are still there. Don't fall for this, gentlemen. But my friends, I'm curious what you have to say. If you think I'm fair, foul, somewhere in between, somewhere totally off the radar, go ahead and let me know. I look forward to it. My friends, research everything, question everything, and be willing to adapt and change and develop your own personal philosophy. Hopefully I'll see you next time. I'm out. Peace.